Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, San Francisco, California, but around the world. How are you doing? All the sports networks I'm on tonight. This is the only hour all week that they let you talk video games. I mean the whole hour. Not just sports video games, but all video games. Come on in and don't be shy. You are my unpaid correspondents. Tell me what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. I can't play every video game, even if I could, so you tell me what's good for you and what ain't. That's right, bad grammar because it's live radio. Call me up. Don't be shy. We'll pay for it. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Hardcore gamers, neophytes, newbies, everybody in between. Come on in and get heard. After a quick break, we're going to interview Dan Goldenberg once again. He runs the Call of Duty Endowment and what they do to help our veterans find jobs and good jobs once they cycle back is pretty amazing. We talk to Dan once a year, and it's amazing what this video game has done in the real world. After that, we will talk, we'll do some show. We'll take your calls. We'll also tell you the video game news. And we had the PlayStation Showcase. We need to talk about that. At 40 after, a little bit more than a half hour from now, I will give away a brand new game. I will also tell you what's new this week on shelves, what the new releases are. And at the end of the show, we go to a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking up ones for older games. Sportsbyline.com, where you can stream along and hear all the shows 24/7. Click Listen Live. You can also click Listen Live on SBNationLive.com. We're on the American Forces Radio Network, proud and privileged, $500, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, you're doing great, stay safe, come home soon. We are also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and how about CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. The Twitter is @RickTittle. How are we going to jam it all in? We only have an hour. Come on back on the Video Game Review with Dan Goldenberg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of American Forces, it's always great when we're joined by a veteran, Dan Goldenberg, and he is here on behalf of the Call of Duty Endowment. And we've talked about this before. Yes, it is an amazing gaming franchise, but also what the endowment does is it helps get veterans jobs and meaningful jobs with real cash. Dan, welcome back to the show. As it is Memorial Day weekend for you, there's always an extra bit of attention, but I guess we want people to pay attention throughout the whole year, don't we?
Yeah, Rick, and thanks for having me back and your commitment to veterans. It's wonderful. We have a great opportunity here in May with Military Appreciation Month. Obviously, as we move towards Memorial Day, we want the attention to be on remembering the fallen. But across the month, our focus this year has been particularly focusing on women veterans. We've learned that 6 months after leaving the service, women veterans are twice as likely to be unemployed as male veterans. And if they're women veterans of color, they're three times likely to be unemployed. So this month, we took a particular focus on that. We issued a policy paper about it with, you know, outlining the problem and talking about some of our recommendations about how to improve the situation. But we think, you know, having a full month to talk about this in important, serious ways, but also fun ways. We have our Valkyrie pack that we just launched in the game, in Call of Duty, as a way, again, to bring attention to women warriors and, in a fun way, but also very seriously call attention to this employment challenge they face.
Well, as we know, the federal government tries to place people, but you guys do it at a much more cost-effective way. How are you so effective in that manner?
Yeah, Rick, I'm so glad you brought that up. So as of last year, we were funding the placement of veterans at 1/13th the cost of the Department of Labor. So we're 13 times more effective, cost-effective, but much more importantly, we get better outcomes, too, in terms of the average starting salary of veterans, which is north of $70,000 right now. Six month and 12 month retention rates and the percent of those jobs that are for full time work. So it's not just about any jobs. It's about high-quality jobs. And what's different is, you know, the government puts the same amount every year into this effort, but interestingly, less and less bets are being placed with that same money because they have a very static, calcified system to help. We have a very dynamic system. We work with the best, the proven best nonprofits in the country. We evaluate them on a quarterly basis, and if they hit their commitments to place bets in quality jobs, we fund them again. We partner with Deloitte to assess these organizations, and it's been incredibly effective. There's 8 organizations in the U.S. and 2 in the U.K., and they just do it really well. They're flexible. They adjust to the market. They adjust to the changing needs of veterans, and they get better all the time. They're all constant improvement organizations. And the other thing I'll say is any veteran who needs help should go to these organizations and never pay a dime for any support in terms of things like resume preparation or interview practice. Those are the two functions, by the way, that these organizations are exceptional at. They're also the two things that any veteran, if they focus on getting professional help preparing your resume and professional help practicing interviews, they're 2 to 3 times more likely to land a high-quality job. And veterans should never, ever pay for that. They should just go to our site, click on the Veteran Support tab, and we'll connect them with these services.
Yeah, no, that's really amazing. I know you guys also are taking a little bit of a more special look at medics, which, of course, in the Army and the Air Force and, of course, the Marines and the Navy, they're corpsmen. What about our medical vets?
Yeah, I mean, a shocking thing, Rick, we learned during the pandemic was half of former medics and corpsmen and Air Force med techs who want to get into the civilian healthcare industry couldn't get jobs there. So we know in almost any MOS, about half the folks who served in it, they don't want to continue working in that realm, but half do. And when you know, this was in the middle of the pandemic, we were learning that half who wanted to continue in the medical profession, at the time when we desperately needed them, were being confronted with red tape that prevented them from getting in, even at the basic level as EMTs, which every one of them is qualified to do based off their initial training. So we've been working for more than a year now with a number of states to change their licensure requirements to make it easier. There's really only 3 things any former medic or corpsman or med tech should need. One is a current EMT, National EMT Registry certification, a DD-214 proving they served in that MOS, and a state-level background check. That's it. Every one of them with those 3 things should be able to serve as an EMT, the most basic level. And we know most of those folks have much more advanced training and can do much more. My Naval Academy roommate literally saved my life. He was a Navy corpsman, woke up one night, could not breathe. And, you know, he was the ripe old age of 20. And, but he'd learned so much in 3 years as a corpsman where he could do that. He'd been a med tech. He'd been an X-ray tech. He'd been a field medic with the Marines. He'd done so much. And so I have personal experience with how skilled these folks are.
That's amazing. And the other thing, we've talked about this before, is that, you know, veterans are the toughest of the tough, and they're taught to be resilient and get things done on their own. And it's hard sometimes for them to reach out, and they think like it's an admission of weakness or something, and it's not. So what is it when you tell people, like, look, you know, we'll help you get a job. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
Absolutely. You know, there's some behaviors that have to change for veterans. We generally, as a group, don't like to brag on ourselves. You know, there's no I in team is something that probably didn't come from sports but came from the military. But the fact of the matter is, when you're trying to get a job, you have to sell yourself. And that's a habit that can be changed, but you need sort of hands-on coaching to do it, to understand that, you know, a resume just isn't simply a dump of everything you did in the military. It has to be translated. It has to be made applicable to what employers want. And you need help, and it's okay to ask for that. You literally have no expertise. It doesn't matter if you were in for 4 years or 40. You're probably applying for a civilian job for the very first time, and you need help. There's no shame in it. And honestly, we find that once veterans get that help, they're pretty good to go for future jobs. They don't generally need that help in the future because they only get the help, they learn how to do it themselves. And it can help their fellow vets. So, and again, the outcomes are so much better. If you get that resume prep help from a professional and interview practice help, you're in total 3 times more likely to get the job you want, a high quality job that pays a living wage, that comes with benefits, that you're likely to stick with because it's a good fit.
Yeah, that's my final question, is that these jobs, as I said, they're averaging around $60K starting salary, and it's not just flipping burgers.
We're up to $70K now, Rick.
Wow.
We're now up to having funded the placement of 118,000 vets, so more than half the size of the Marine Corps. So, yeah, our grantees, this is what I was telling you earlier, they continue to get better all the time.
No, it's fascinating. And that's the thing, too, is our veterans are trained to do more than just, you know, fix the thermo extension valve on a submarine. I mean, you guys are well more trained than you've ever been, way more educated.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not just the hard skills, which are sometimes really applicable and sometimes not, but the soft skills. You know, how many 22-year-olds have led 8 to 12 people in a stressful situation over months or years, have been responsible for millions of dollars of equipment, have had to work in foreign countries and you know, coexist with different cultures? These are all really valuable things that, you know, a friend of mine said, a fellow vet said, you know, companies hire on skills, but they fire on values. And, you know, the kind of people have the values of integrity, of, you know, learning to work across cultures, of hard work and dedication. These are all things you'll find in veterans, and trustworthiness, et cetera. So, again, the hard skills are awesome, and sometimes they fit, sometimes they don't. But the soft skills, really hard to find that in someone who's so young, coming, you know, not without a military background. And we find employers really value it.
Yeah, it's amazing work what you guys are doing. We've been speaking with the executive director of the Call of Duty Endowment. Once again, it's Dan Goldenberg, and you can find out more at callofdutyendowment.org, especially around here. We're in the Memorial Day weekend. Dan, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation, billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
I am Rick Tittle. Come on in and get heard. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, we had the Sony showcase, PlayStation showcase 2023. A lot of things revealed when the curtain was pulled back for the PS5 and beyond, showing tons of games for that, the PSVR 2. And Spider-Man 2 got a very lengthy gameplay showcase as well. If you got a chance to check out that game as well. I'm not a big superhero guy fan, but the trailer is very impressive for this game. Features both Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and Miles Morales. And Peter's new moveset revolves around the symbiote suit, and there's some pretty flashy moves in there. And another Spider-Man villain, Kraven the Hunter. We also got Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater Remake announced, and none of the gameplay itself was shown, but we did get a big mysterious teaser trailer. And PlayStation also announced Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1. That'll have Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, and Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. It's going to come out to the PS5 sometime this fall. And by the way, if you ever played the original Metal Gear on the NES, which I did, lousy. And the translations were horrible. I remember one said, uh-oh, the truck have started to move now. All right, Sony also announced a device codenamed Project Q that will allow players to stream any game from their PS5 console using remote play over Wi-Fi. So it has an 8-inch HD screen, all the buttons, featuring DualSense controller. No release date was given for that new hardware as well. And with that, they also revealed their first official PS5 earbuds too. We got a release date on Assassin's Creed Mirage. That'll be in October. At least we got the month. And this is kind of a smaller in scope game. And Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, a PC, and Amazon Luna. And it's going to reveal a new feature called Assassin's Focus, which lets you mark and assassinate several targets at once. The carnage. Alan Wake 2 is coming October 17th, and Remedy showed off another look at that long-awaited horror sequel. It showed Alan Wake, who appeared to be trapped in the dark place. This time, Wake is joined by a new playable character, Saga Anderson, who is joining Alan and the investigation. Final Fantasy 16 got a new trailer, and this is coming out in less than a month. June 22nd release. We got to look at Clive interacting with a lot of characters around Valisthea, along with a lot of other looks at a ton of new and returning Final Fantasy monsters. Dragon's Dogma 2, another new trailer at the showcase. A lot of new monsters. There was one Enormo Dragon, of course. And this is the first mainline Dragon's Dogma game in over a decade. We still don't know a lot about it, but it is being developed with the RE engine. Bungie announced new Marathon. And this, Marathon is a first-person shooter. Bungie originally released on the Mac in 1992. So this is a pretty deep cut for Bungie to go back to. And it cannot be in any way a direct sequel to the original. But Bungie says it's in the same universe. And according to PlayStation, the game is PvP focused and will not have a campaign. We got a new look at Street Fighter VI's story mode, which is out next week. Capcom, Captain Commando, shared a trailer of the game's main story. And you'll see a lot of favorites and newcomers. Jade Raymond's, if I could talk, Haven Studio revealed Fair Games. Fair Games, the S at the end is the cash symbol. And Sony actually kicked off the event by revealing Fair Games. The game is a competitive heist experience. It's going to be on PS5 and PC about robbing the ultra rich Robin Hood. The trailer started with a lot of images of computer hacking before seeing groups of people attempting to break into banks. It appears to have kind of a sci-fi look, and the characters had some very advanced-looking weaponry. No release there. The Talos Principle 2 is coming this year, and this is Crow Team's sequel to the Talos Principle. It's going to be PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. This game was announced right before the pandemic. The details since then have been very slim, but the sequel is set to expand, quote, the first game's philosophical themes and stunning environments and increasingly mind-bending challenges. There's a new shooter called Foam Stars, which to me looks like a Splatoon ripoff. It's from Square Enix. It doesn't mean it's bad, but characters were competing to cover ground with as much foam as possible. That'll be on PS4 and PS5. No date yet. The Plucky Squire. This is the new adorable indie. It's a fresh take on the top-down action-adventure. And The Plucky Squire has a storybook setting, real-world living room. It looks like it will be shaking up the gameplay with a lot of different settings for characters to hop into. Phantom Blade Zero is a new hack and slash RPG. It's set in the Phantom World, a place where Chinese kung fu, steampunk, and more converge. The game's going to feature fast swordplay combat, taking a place in what they call a, quote, bleak and punishing semi-open world. No release date yet. Ghost Runner 2 was announced for this year. They just said sometime this year, but it's a sequel to Ghost Runner, which One More Level, I always like the name of that developer, put out, and a lot of vehicular combat, a lot of it on motorcycles we got to see. Helldivers 2 from Arrowhead, and we got that was a 2015 game, Helldivers, a co-op action shooter, and it kind of has the same... Some people call it dystopian. Some people call it satirical. But it is a little bit comedic, and it started off with a fake advertisement of the game. But a lot of the gameplay was showed, crazy third-person shooting, lots of different worlds, and PS5 and PC this year. Sword of the Sea. This is announced from Giant Squid, and... the game takes place in an abandoned world where terrain flows in constant waves, where you control a new movement mechanic called the hover sword, and that controls like a snowboard, a skateboard, and a hoverboard all at once. more from the PS PlayStation Showcase 2023. Resident Evil 4 Remake VR mode. Got a trailer for the PSVR 2. Now remember, the PSVR came out and it was all right. The PSVR 2 is really good, but it's also really expensive. And why would you pay a lot if there's great games? No release date, but the VR mode will come as a free update if you own the PS5 version of Resident Evil 4, which is nice. But I saw some of the gameplay, and there's guys charging you with axes, and you got a handgun trying to fend them off. It looks pretty scary. Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2 was announced for later this year. And that was a VR title before it came out on consoles, and it had a lot of mini games, and that'll be the same thing this time around. New game called Neva. Cal Neva? Neva, a beautiful painting adventure game with a very striking art style. That's supposed to come out next year from Gris Creator. Cat Quest, Pirates of the Purabian. You can't make this up. That's a pretty good name. that's coming sometime next year. Towers of Agasaba is kind of like a Breath of the Wild game ripoff. A guy going around on a paraglider with a lot of nature here. Tons of huge beasts and animals. Revenant Hill is coming to PS4 and PS5. It's a new adventure game from the makers of the game Night in the Woods. The teaser shows a black cat running around. We'll get to more of the showcase on the other side, but we'll give away a game. We got to take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. you'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after. It's time to give away the brand new game. The game I have, talked about it last week, Paranormal Hunter. Thum, thum, thum. This is a PC game from ELO Games. E-A, not EA Sports, it's in a game, E-A-L-O. It's called Entertainment Art Logic, so they call themselves ELO. They develop it, they published it, and their blurb is, Paranormal Hunter is a cooperative horror game. Well, what they also don't say is that this game also can be played with VR support if you so desire. So that's, like I said, you can play it first person or you can play it VR as well. And Paranormal Hunter, you know, I was just watching a little bit of it, and it's got us somebody who is, it just says, if you keep searching, they'll find you. And it's got a guy going through a really scary house with, you know, dim lighting and shadows. And he's holding what looks like two plates. So I don't know. I don't know what kind of weapons they are. But anyway, here's my question. Second correct answer to Rick at Sports Byline. Email wins the game. My question is, are plates weapons in this game? Yes or no? Just second correct email will win Paranormal Hunter. From ELO Games, Entertainment Art Logic, brand new. All right, we'll get to the new releases in a minute, but I was going down some of the things that were at the showcase and need to talk about some few more things that were news, and that's the PlayStation Showcase 2023. Granblue Fantasy Relink is coming this winter. PS5, PS4, and PC. This is a game that was announced in 2016, and Platinum Games was originally on board to develop alongside Cygames, but then they broke up, lack of a better word, in 2019, so they're finally going to get this one out. There's a Metroidvania game called Ultros. It's very colorful, PS4, PS5, and PC. Tower of Fantasy is an open-world sci-fi game coming from Hata Studio, and looks very bright with a lot of landscapes and fast, quick combat as well. But let's talk about four new PSVR 2 games. One of them was called Crossfire Sierra Squad, which looks kind of like a Tom Clancy game. Another one is Arizona Sunshine 2. The third one is Synapse, and then another one, Beat Saber. Now, I did talk about Resident Evil 4 coming for that as well. But if you want to watch the trailers, those are all up, and you can have at it right there. They're up and on their way And that's the other thing too, is that the new equipment, all what they needed and what they have to have is just games. When you're asking somebody to fork out another $500 for something, it's not, you have to have games that blow you away. But the other thing was the showcase was the first one we've had in 2 years. And it's, some people thought it was a bit of a, you know, mixed bag, as well, but I thought it was a lot of fun. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Nintendo in the news, they have asked Valve to kick GameCube and Wii emulator off Steam, saying it's trying to protect its creativity and work. Now, Valve removed the Steam listing for Dolphin, which was a popular emulator, if I could say that, for the GameCube and Wii. They got a cease and desist letter from Nintendo. And now they're just accusing the emulator of illegally circumventing its protections. And it says it's trying to protect the, quote, hard work, also creativity of video game engineers and developers. So a listing for Dolphin on Valve's digital storefront was there in March. And it said, "We are pleased to announce our great experiment. Dolphin is coming to Steam." The creator said, "We've been working on this for years." And then on May 27th, Dolphin's developers announced that it would be indefinitely postponed. They said, "We were notified by Valve that Nintendo has issued a cease and desist, citing the DMCA against Dolphin's Steam page, and have removed Dolphin from Steam until the matter is settled. We are currently investigating our options and will have a more in-depth response in the future." So PC Gamer they always seem to get these legal notices. They probably are handed these things. Otherwise, they got a mole on the inside. But a spokesperson for Nintendo in an email to Kotaku said, "Nintendo is committed to protecting the hard work and creativity of video game engineers and developers." All right. Thank you for that. We also, this week, not part of the showcase, but Blizzard released a series of Diablo 4 videos explaining the game world. And Diablo 4 is fast approaching. We're just days away. So it's no surprise that more and more videos related to it are hitting the web, and a lot of spectacular trailers as well. It just seems like every few days on Diablo's official YouTube channel, we just get new videos from the Book of Loroth series, which is designed to introduce players just to the universe that it's in. Episode 1 was creation. Episode 2 was Sanctuary. Episode 3 was the Lord of Terror. And, you know, they don't want to give too much away, but this is coming out on June 6th, D-Day. The 6th of June, that's right, Diablo Day. Is that what I meant? The game will be available on the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. If you pre-order the Deluxe or Ultimate Edition, you can start in the Sanctuary 4 days earlier than anyone else. I always wonder when, like, I get a new Call of Duty or Battlefield game, whatever, and I literally get it launch day and I put it in and somebody's level 38 and is a captain. I'm like, you, even if you got this last night at midnight, there's no way. There's no way you have put that much into it. All right, and also another reveal this week. In fact, it was today. Tekken 8's latest character reveal was posted too early and have upset the director. Katsuhiro Harada complained about it on Twitter. So a video showing as yet announced fighter Brian Fury was posted to an official Instagram account before Bandai Namco had planned to. And it's expected that the announcement will be officially made during the ongoing Combo Breaker fighting game tournament the Tekken segment, which was being streamed by Bandai Namco Esports YouTube channel too. So the trailer was promptly pulled, but it was up long enough for other YouTube channels to start sharing it. And so in a now deleted tweet, Tekken series director, the aforementioned Katsuhiro Harada, seemingly blamed Bandai Namco's European arm for the accidental leak. He said, "What the F, Bandai Namco Euro? That's why I warned you years ago not to post on a timer. Well, I'm going home now. Thanks. Ha, ha, ha." And so Tekken 8 producer Michael Murray then went on Twitter and said, "I apologize to the fans who saw that particular thing in not the way Harada and I had wanted to happen. I feel bad for all you guys and also the dev team who gave up weekends to work on it." Well, is it really that horrific? Is it really a cardinal sin? Tekken 8 was announced in September of last year, and we still don't have the release date for Steam. We do have PS5, Xbox Series X, and S. But in February, Bandai Namco streamed a 36-minute breakdown of the gameplay mechanics, the heat system, the rage system, the recovery gauge. The whole thing was there, which is a little bit odd that they would get this bent out of shape. But what are you going to do? You know, artists, they're eccentrics, right? Is it? But let's get to the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Actually, After Us, a platformer, came out today on the X and the S, the 5, and the PC. Everdream Valley, an adventure casual indie game, kind of cartoony, that came out on the PC, the 4, and the 5, and the Switch. Fregato, Shadows of the Caribbean, action adventure indie strategy game on the PC. Company of Heroes 3 on the X and the S and the 5. Far World Pioneers. It is on all the big boy stations except the Switch. Return to Grace, an adventure game. Shame Legacy, an action-adventure indie game on the 4 and the 5, the XS, 1, and PC. System Shock 2023, adventure remake shooter. This is on the 4, the PC, the 1, and the Luna. Candle Knight, action-adventure platformer PC puzzle game. Decarnation, adventure horror puzzle game on the PC. Doomblade, action platformer on the PC. Escape from the Marble Monster, action-adventure casual indie simulation strategy on the PC. We got a bunch of PC games here. Etrarian, Odyssey HD, an RPG remastered. And then the sequel 2 and the sequel 3. Also, Shattered Heaven. This is an RPG strategy game on the PC. Grandma Green, a simulation game for the Mac. Final Fantasy 1 through 6 Pixel Remaster. This is a compilation RPG remastered on the 4 and the Switch. And then that'll do it. So we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get to the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com and come on back on the video game review.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and it's time for the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Tiffany. She wants to know how to get the fantasy zone in Arnold Palmer's tournament golf. I can't believe people are, that's a Genesis game. I love the fact that someone's still playing this. But then again, somebody out there, more than one person, several, a lot, your latest video game system was the Genesis. So, you can unlock the fantasy zone in Arnold Palmer's Tournament Golf by simply going up, up, down, down, left, right, and A. Once again, up, up, down, down, left, right, and A. And this has that hidden goodie in it. And, by the way, I have been playing a lot of Tears of the Kingdom. And I would have talked the whole show probably about that, or more or less, if it wasn't for the showcase that I wanted to get to for Sony and all the new stuff. We'll talk about that next week. But I can tell you, that I'm out of the sky and I'm now in Hyrule Field. So I had to go through the three shrines and finally get all the way down to basically the main act. And right now I got to be careful because everything out there is stronger than me down there. This is why when you do get strong, it's fun to walk around with impunity. I'm like, I remember I used to run away from you. Now I slap you with one slap. All right. I'll slap you with one slap next week. We'll talk then. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in once again to another live episode of the Video Game Review.